Welcome to blogipolish.blogspot.com.
Dzień dobry, jestem Anna.
Dzień dobry, mam na imię Piotr.
To jest podcast dla beginnersów numer 26. Co tam słychać, Piotrze?
W porządku, a co u ciebie?
Wszystko w porządku.
Today we'll talk a little about plural forms of nouns.
They are quite awful, and we wanted to avoid this sad subject, but we got an email from Krzysztof asking about plural forms of nouns, and we thought maybe we could try to explain it. Hopefully Piotr will help me with that complicated subject.
We'll simply show you some examples, so that you could catch the pattern.
Let's use furniture vocabulary.
So what furniture we've got?
Krzesło.
A chair.
Krzesło.
Biurko.
A desk.
Biurko.
Łóżko.
A bed.
Łóżko.
Lustro.
A mirror.
Lustro.
All these nouns are neuter.
And they all have the same endings in plural forms. In plural, they end with a, in Polish a.
Jedno krzesło.
Dwa krzesła.
Jedno biurko.
Dwa biurka.
Jedno łóżko.
Dwa łóżka.
Jedno lustro.
Dwa lustra.
The ending a is only for neuter nouns. If we have feminine or masculine noun, the situation gets a bit more complicated.
You have to look at the last consonant then.
If the last consonant is K or G, like in
stolik,
a little table,
stolik,
lodówka,
a fridge,
lodówka,
kuchenka,
a cooker,
kuchenka.
So anyway, if the last consonant is K or G, then the ending of plural form is I, in Polish I.
Jeden stolik.
Dwa stoliki.
Jedna lodówka.
Dwie lodówki.
Jedna kuchenka.
Dwie kuchenki.
Note also, if the noun is feminine, the word two has a different form.
Dwie.
Dwie minuty.
Dwie sekundy.
Now is the interesting part.
Well, if the last consonant in the noun is ni, sh, ch, zh, l, yi, c, dz, si, ci, or zi, then the ending for the plural is I in Polish e.
We know that that rule sounds a little bit awful.
Maybe you could just remember this list as if the last consonant is something strangely Polish, then it ends with E in Polish, E in plural.
I'm not sure if it helps because the rule includes also L, I and C.
Let's have a look at some examples.
Materac.
Dwa materace.
Materac. To znaczy mattress.
Dwa materace.
Żyrandol.
Dwa żyrandole.
Żyrandol to znaczy chandelier.
Dwa żyrandole.
Fotel.
Dwa fotele.
Fotel to znaczy armchair.
Dwa fotele.
The good thing is, however, that most nouns don't end with k nor g, nor anything strange.
And all these nouns will have y in Polish, y in plural forms.
For instance,
jeden stół,
dwa stoły.
Jeden dywan,
dwa dywany.
Dywan to znaczy carpet.
Jedna kanapa,
dwie kanapy.
So as you see, plural in Polish is a bit complicated. But the good thing is that all these forms we listed today are both forms for nominative plural and accusative plural.
Also, you will really like adjective in plural forms.
All adjectives end with e in Polish e.
So we can say
ładne stoły,
stare biurka,
wygodne krzesła,
niewygodne łóżka,
białe lodówki,
piękne lustra.
That was a lot of grammar.
Oh yes, too much grammar for one day, I would say.
So we'll stop here before anything gets even more complicated than that. See you soon at bloggypolish.blogspot.com.
Do widzenia!